The resurrection is for mission. And of course that mission flows through and from our discipleship, which obviously rests on our relationship with the living resurrected Christ. So it always pulls us up short when Matthew tells us that when the 11 were on the mountain and saw Jesus, they worshipped him, but some doubted. How can it be that this threshold of the church, some are doubting? This seems a serious hurdle, but perhaps it's not as serious as it may appear. We know from Luke that Jesus, in his resurrection glory, was not immediately recognizable as Cleopas and his walking companion found on their Emmaus journey. And when Jesus suddenly appears later that same day to the disciples, they are startled and frightened, thinking they were seeing a ghost, until Jesus reassures them of his bodily reality. So now here, Matthew tells us of Jesus coming to the 11. He did not suddenly appear to them, but came to them. That's suggestive of a movement. They were waiting for him to meet them. Perhaps they were expecting a sudden being there with them on Christ's part. But instead, he takes time to come to them. And as a result, some take longer than the others to realise it is him. They hesitate. Perhaps they didn't want to make a mistake. Theirs was not a doubt of unbelief. It's the doubt of reaching out to Jesus, of wanting, say for us, that the voice you hear is of the Lord, or that the excitement you feel when a Bible word hits your heart is of the Lord. They hesitate. Hesitation is actually a more helpful word to read in the original translation than doubt. The word is only used, I believe, once elsewhere in the Gospel, when Peter walks on the water, looks at the wind and cries out to the Lord, who rescues him, but who also asks him, "Why did you doubt? Or why did you hesitate?" Now some of these 11 hesitate. They doubt. Is this truly Jesus? Like Thomas, this is the doubt of those wanting to be sure, not of those slipping into disbelief. Their doubts were no doubt answered by Christ coming near to them. And then they, with all the others, are ready to be commissioned. May the presence of the resurrected Jesus be truly received in our hearts, that we too may freely be his disciples and seek his kingdom purposes. Amen. To sing, "God has chosen me."